It's been kind of an antithesis thing there. You're, for the last few games, it's your first and third quarters that have been rough, and your second and fourth quarters okay. Well, tonight, it was your first and third quarters that were great quarters. Your second and fourth, a rough one.
Yeah, we came out better, you know. Still a nervous start for us, you know, getting down 5-0, turn the ball over against pressure. Called a timeout, and the girls responded well out of the timeouts. We were able to tie it up at 5 and then match them all the way to 11, and then they extended the lead a little bit at the end of the quarter. But, you know, we're looking for that type of start where, you know, we're able to match the team's intensity, match their effort, and match their scoring. And this was the best we've had in a while.
Absolutely. Guys tied it up at 11. You tied it up three or four times in that first quarter, 5, 7, 9, 11. And then TNP uses a big run where you guys go on about a six-minute scoring drought, which is really tough in that first and second quarter.
Yeah, we're used to droughts like that, but we can't let a good team extend when we're when we're not shooting very well. Our defense intensity has to pick up, and that's a team that moves the ball well. They get the ball to the middle of the floor and then have great cutters, and they're just such a better passing team than us. They did a lot of good things in their offensive sets, and our defense looked confused some. But overall, you know, this is by far the best game we've had in a couple weeks. And it comes at a good time because the schedule gets a little bit easier. Nothing's easy for us. Schedule is going to get easier as we move forward and finish the season.
Once again, Scott City Coach Shelby Crawford joining us here in halftime. The boys, the Lady Beavers, falling tonight 66-36. And you mentioned to me this morning that you've been kind of looking for Bailey Lawn to get back scoring again. She did it a big way. Two third quarter threes, she had 12 points. Nancy, we'd be feeling comfortable off the bench. She had 9 points off the bench tonight.
Yeah, you know, she, on the Wednesday evening coaches show, she actually told you she would rather not start and come off the bench. And it proved right. She looked a whole lot more comfortable out there coming off the bench, you know, 3 or 4 minutes into the game and came up with 9 points. Bailey went through a funk there where she wasn't looking for a shot, and that's something tonight. I felt like there were quite a few girls looking at the rim and looking for a way to contribute by getting some points. And Madison Orr hit a couple big shots for us. Mariah Campbell shot more tonight than she has all season. And that's just going to help everybody if girls are taking good shots and looking to score.
That was nice to see Madison Orr and Mariah Campbell get their confidence up on the scoring end.
Oh, absolutely. We need it from them. They're good enough. They just don't believe in themselves like they need to. And so I'm excited for the next game. You know, for the last few games, I haven't been all that excited, but saw some glimmer of hope and excited to practice tomorrow.
Absolutely, some promise there. And Friday night begins your road trip there to Colby. It's all league teams from here on out. And you have Colby, and then you have Holcomb next Tuesday. Colby, a team you've already faced twice this year, but it's been kind of weird. It was a rough first game. The second game, much better, but was shorthanded. And, you know, it's going to be a good one up there with a team that's really improving as the season continues on in Colby.
Right, yeah, you know, it's going to be a challenge. They play defense, really, really, really good defense. Brinley Terrell's a really good scorer for them. And so, you know, we hope the third time's the charm playing them because we know what we're up against. They know what they're up against. And I feel like we're getting better, and I'm sure they are too. But we are as ready to play them as we have been throughout the season. And so excited for Friday night.
All right. Once again, Lady Beavers falling here tonight, 66-36, and playing much better than what the score indicated. And, Coach, once again, thanks for joining me here tonight, and we'll see you up at Colby on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Adam.